Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 320, Beyond Understanding. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Sit with that for just a moment. Don't rush past it. Feel the weight Paul puts on that word. Surpasses, goes beyond, exceeds every place your mind can travel to. Because Paul is not promising that your troubles will disappear. He is writing from inside a prison cell. He knows pain. He knows uncertainty. He knows the night that will not end. And yet he declares, with full conviction, without hesitation, a peace that does not depend on circumstances. A different kind of peace. Not the peace you manufacture through willpower. Not the peace you talk yourself into. Not the peace that makes sense when everything lines up. This peace cannot be reasoned into. It can only be received. It is a gift. It comes from God. And look at what Paul says this peace actually does. It guards. That word in the original Greek is a military term, guard as in a sentinel, a soldier standing watch at the gate, on duty, eyes open. God does not leave your heart undefended, exposed, wide open to everything that tries to rush in. He stations his very own peace there, standing watch, holding the line, and it guards on both fronts of the inner battle you are fighting. The heart, where emotions live, where fear takes root, where grief and anxiety press in, and the mind, where the thoughts that won't stop live. The worst case scenarios you rehearse at 2 in the morning, the problems you can't solve no matter how many times you run the numbers. God covers both. This is not surface relief. This is complete protection. But there is an anchor here you cannot miss. This peace does not drift through the air like a pleasant feeling that comes and goes. It is anchored in a person, Christ Jesus. It is because he went to the cross and reconciled us to God that peace can now dwell within you. It is not a mood you have to maintain. It is a reality that belongs to you in Christ. You do not have to chase it. You are already in him. And then Paul says, the thing I find most staggering, this peace surpasses all understanding. All of it. That means it works when the numbers don't add up. It works when the doctors run out of answers. It works when the future is so clouded you cannot see the next step. Human reason reaches its limit, and the peace of God keeps going. It exceeds what logic alone can reach. This is not a beautiful idea. This is a promise, and it comes from a God who keeps what he says. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the day pulls you in every direction, do this one thing. Place one hand on your chest. Take a slow, deep breath and say out loud, with real intention, Lord, I hand my heart and my mind to you right now. That is not a formula. That is surrender. That is opening the door and letting the sentinel take his post. Let his peace stand guard. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.